Program number LS-242. This is Heartbeat, and I'm Landon Saunders. Did you know that the hippies had a religion? That is, they did, but then again, hippiedom is dead. Yes, the hippies died a good while ago, and only the label really lives on. They were hounded by the authorities, terrorized by toughs, victimized by the unscrupulous, and disoriented by the drug-induced ecstasy through which they sought religious experience. And so the love generation melted away. Now we see the newcomers who, well, they still dress like hippies and use the same drugs and live in the same hovels. But in reality, these are so often no more than unrestrained hedonists, aimless drifters, resentful, rebellious young adults. The two groups are often as different as the words ignore and flaunt. The hippies ignored adult society, while those who came after them flaunt their nonconformity to the uproar of that same society. But who were the hippies, and what were they seeking? What did they discover? And what may be learned from them? If we go back to the original hippies, what do we really find? Well, here was a definite minority. A person who fled the life which his elders offered him, and most of his peers didn't even flee with him. But the hippie was troubled. He was troubled by the hollowness, the insensitivity, the hypocrisy, the downright inhumanity of modern mass culture. He dropped out of straight society because of his utter pessimism, his inability to find meaning in a so-called middle-class existence. He saw his parents' lives as an endless cycle of absurdities and empty responses, and the horrible fear of being forced to relive the boredom and frustration and meaninglessness of his elders gripped his heart. The numbing anticipation of being nothing more than a cog in the machine, a faceless fragment of the technologically controlled mass age. It was this fear that drove him from his parents' world in search of meaning, intensity, and community. And somehow, the story of the hippies already relates to us. When you open your eyes and look around you, you too may feel the need to escape sometimes, a need to escape when we're no longer able to ignore the inconsistencies of our lives. Some cover their fears through commitment to the empires of commerce, IBM, GM, ITT. Others desert the depersonalizing establishment and search for private salvations. Some abandon the demand to choose and just drift from one satisfaction to another. And some turn to drugs, some to God, and some to drugs and God. At the heart of the hippie religion was this use of drugs, because in their religion, the way of salvation came by doing your own thing. But it seems that they were seeking without finding. It was all so temporary, so unstable, so fleeting. One hippie, when asked why she took drugs, replied, "To find God." But here there was so much disappointment. Did they really expect to find God and salvation at the end of a needle? The hippie phenomenon was a warning, and it affected so many of our young, our own children, because it revealed their deep dissatisfaction with our materialism and hypocrisies, our toleration of mediocrity and injustice. In some measure, looking again at the hippies expands our minds and makes us look again at the way we live. It reminds us of our own personal hunger for the experience of a living God. It's true that hippiedom is dead, but the questions remain, their questions. Is there a way we can go to find ourselves? Is there a truth upon which we can base our lives? Is there a life that's free and has real love? Or are we all involved in futile experiments, one offering no more lasting hope than another? I'm Landon Saunders. Rather than ridiculing each other and violating each other's personhood, isn't it time for us all, those hidden away in the huge corporations and those wandering aimlessly over the lands, to face with courage the problem common to us all? There is a voice we can hear, a voice of life and love. Maybe we could listen together. My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.